Hello, I'm Maxwell Graff. I've been writing tournament overview articles for Land of Redemption for about the past 6 months, and I was planning on doing a North Central Regionals deck overview and article kind of going over the tournament, but that didn't happen as life has been very busy for me lately. So, this is currently now 3 weeks-ish after Nationals, and I still haven't done my North Central Regionals overview, which was back in the end of June, so I'm doing it in podcast form now, and I'll also be doing, at a later date, some sort of podcast about my Nationals experiences. So I'm going to first go over my deck, which was a Green and Daniel deck. You can find the link for it in the Land of Redemption article that this podcast is in, and take a look at it there. So the offense was Green Heroes with some Silver Cherubim, Exchanger Angels, Defender of the Saints, that sort of deal with Michael, to try to leverage the ability of Michael to be able to ban to a Daniel human and an OT angel. So you ban to OT angels such as Cherubim, Defender of the Saints, or Victorious Beings, and you ban to Daniel or Meshach to get value. The Cherubim then go to the Watchmen, Ezekiel, or Deborah to get value, and you can use Deborah to grab different heroes from reserve, such as Elijah or Zechariah, to protect your heroes from harm or choose an evil character to block. Defender of the Saints can go to Zechariah to get a Cannot Be Negated Protect, which is very powerful. The good enhancements used in the offense are mostly consistency with Angelic Guidance, Daniel's Prayer, and Virgin Birth. Then there's also Retribution for Sin, the First Sacrifice, Fifth Bowl of Wrath, and Return to Fight, which are all the in-battle enhancements. The defense is black and orange, leveraging Canaanite evil characters that you can choose to block, such as Adoni Bezek and the Woman of the Bez. And you can also use King of Tyrus to give either Lot's Wife or Foreign Wives from your reserve to your opponent. And then you're also using Goliath, Priest of Zeus, on demons such as Prince of Greece, Prince of the Air, King of Tyrus, or Goat with Horn, combined with Judean Mediums, to either instantly win the battle, protect yourself, or use Goat with Horn to play Allowed to be Trampled for Cannot Be Negated, discard all heroes in battle. Hate the Light, Confusion of Mind, and Household Idols are all countercards to the opponent's offense, stopping them from banding or just negating all their heroes in general. The Gates of Hell is very helpful to to add to battle, and can get back your Prince of the Air if you underdeck yourself with it. And then the Lost Souls are pretty standard, but I'm using Covet to make sure to get more soul gen. Same with Hopper and Lost Souls. And then Darkness and Prosperity are for speed. Distressed, Humble, and Wicked are to get around the opponent's cards. Wicked is especially important in Daniel and Nativity matchups, and even sometimes in green matchups because of Zechariah, Daniel, and Flight into Egypt. So that's pretty much the main, like, overview of the deck. Just get a big fat band out there of green and Daniel cards, and then choose the evil character to block or protect your dudes from harm, or just draw a bajillion cards. And that worked fairly well for me at Minnesota State. I did not do too well in my game against Jaden, but I was thinking, hey, I can probably do decent at North Central Regionals, get maybe top three, right? That did not happen, to say the least. So in my first round at North Central Regionals, I was paired up with Zach Gilbaugh, who's playing a Joshua and Black deck. He went first. He got a pretty good Joshua start, grabbed a key defensive card. I don't remember exactly what, as it was a long time ago, but he was able to definitely get a first rescue very well. And then on my turn, I was not able to get set up very fast. I was able to use a Michael to ban to his offense at some point and discard his Joshua sword with his Joshua sword, which was fun. Other than that, I wasn't able to do much. I think I was able to rescue one Lost Soul naturally, and I did make a blunder where I should have played two of my heroes at the end of my turn so that he couldn't, like, take them from my hand. But he took one of them from my hand with his Promised Land, and he underdecked one of them with a Scattered Cheap Star. So that definitely did not help me get back into the game. Other than that, he fried me, 5-3. It was really bad. But that he's a very good player, and he went on to win North Central Regionals, so kudos to him. In my second round, I played Brandon Wade, who was on a green and Babylonian deck. He went first, and he got out Babylonian Merchants, the Overseer, and Jonah, all on turn one. So there was no way I was going to be searching very much. But I did have a distress that I drew into on my turn. So I was able to sidestep that for a while. And then once that was rescued with his Son of God, I believe, is what he did. I don't know. He did not rescue. I won the game 5-0 after, I believe, used well-timed woes. And there was lots of cross-banding between us. And I was able to win that game 5-0 as his offense didn't really get off the ground. And then in third round, I played Mitch Stewart, who was playing a green and Babylonian deck also. I don't quite remember who went first, but it was a very neck-and-neck game with lots of cross-banding also, with lots of green stuff. And it came down to one crucial blunder for me, I believe is what caused me to lose, when I attacked with Zechariah banded to his Amos, and they were Canopinigade protected because of the Defender of the Saints. And I knew he had a Scattered in his hand, and he blocked with the Babylonian that makes enhancements regardless of protect abilities. And I had Angel of the Lord in my hand. And I just wasn't reading cards that day for some reason. And I'm like, oh yeah, you can play your enhancement. And he plays Scattered to underdeck all my dudes. And it's like, oh wait, that's not very smart. I should have played Angel of the Lord. And he knew I had Angel of the Lord also. But I go on to lose that game 5-4. So right now I am 1-2. So essentially I'm out of the running for top 3. So then in my next round I play Sean Sievers, who was playing a Honeybound deck, similar to Jaden's that he used at Minnesota State. So not exactly a great matchup for this deck, but I was able to use Woes and Jonah and the Priest of Zeus to get around his Honeybound lock, and I was able to discard it with the Priest of Zeus at one point. And then we tied the game 4-4. But if I went first and we went to time, obviously since it was 4-4, but if I was able to make one more rescue attempt, I would have won the game, just based off of what he had and how much offense I had gotten out. And then the last round, I played Kai Murphy, who was playing a white demon Nazareth deck sort of deal. He got Nazareth out turn one going first, but I had a Woes, or Daniel or something like that, to essentially nullify his Nazareth for me, and I was able to sweep that game 5-0. So, all in all, I got 8th out of 13 players, which is not exactly my favorite way to end a tournament, as I was hoping to do a good bit better, but it was a very strong field. So, after that, we played teams. So, I played with Sean Murphy, and we played Joshua Black decks, as that was his favorite offense, and I knew how to play it from last season. So we played that, and we got second place to Justin and Jaden, and we beat Sean Sievers and Brandon Wade, and they got third place. So after teams, while Booster was still going, I was talking to Zach, who had finished his game early, and Sean Murphy, and I played a pickup game against Sean. And my deck absolutely bricked like it had multiple times that day. And he and Zach were like, you know, you should probably switch your deck before Nationals. This thing isn't consistent enough. And I had been kind of off and on, like, is it consistent enough? Is it not? Like, before the North Central Regionals. And after that day, it was like, yeah, no way is this thing consistent enough to do good at Nationals. So so I switched to a Joshua Black deck, as that is what won, and I like the strategy of both Joshua and Black, and I know how to play them. So I pivoted over to that, and that's what I played at Nationals. And I will go over how Nationals went for me in my next podcast. Thank you for listening.